Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Bert Gallen, broadcasting live on this gorgeous, sunny Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And today we're talking to a gentleman that says UFOs exist, and he absolutely is a believer. He's written a book about it called Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond. Drew Maris is our guest. He is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. So first of all, Drew, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for your service to our country.
Hoorah, and once again, thank you very much for having me on your show today, and I would definitely like to sincerely thank all those crusaders spearheading this charge who are at the forefront of this movement, the true crusaders who came before me, who have earned their stripes fighting for this cause that is much, much greater than themselves, like Stephen Greer, Eric Von Daniken, Bill Burns, Ivan Sanderson, Stanton Freeman, you know, in the real life, Indiana Jones, Giorgio Tsoukalos. We're all trying to push that giant boulder uphill, trying to reveal the truth behind UFO secrecy.
Drew, what got you interested in this topic to begin with?
Well, I embarked on this mission. That's a great question. I embarked on this mission several years ago while I was serving in the U.S. Marine Corps Infantry, and this is where I learned from an array of high-ranking officials and pilots, off the record, of course, that there is much more to this subject than they portrayed to the public. And for all those listening right now, the public should know that astronauts and pilots are the number one and two witnesses to UFO activity of what's going on in the atmosphere above us. And I could have made a career out of going in the military and joining the intelligence community, but I'd only be a victim of my own hypocrisy then in helping conceal the truth instead of helping to reveal the truth.
It's a fascinating topic. Are aliens among us? The book is Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond. Drew Maris is our guest. If you'd like to be a part of the program, the number to call is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, and you can always instant message your questions in for Drew. A couple of weeks back, Stephen Hawking made the news, Drew, when he said, you know, it's likely that alien life exists, but if they came to Earth, they might try to conquer and colonize it by force. And so this was a big deal in the media, as if we had never heard this before. What were your thoughts when Stephen Hawking made the news?
Well, you know, I'm sure for some of the intergalactic species out there in the cosmos, sure, some of them are probably hostile. But as far as the ones who have visited Earth in the past, if they were hostile towards us, they would have conquered and destroyed us a long time, you know, definitely before we came a nuclear power and started working with splitting atoms. They would have conquered us before that. However, that is not the case. So respectfully, I disagree with Stephen Hawking as far as that that aspect is concerned. But
so are you saying, Drew, that you think that aliens have already been here and may walk among us?
Oh, well, let me ask everybody listening here today, do you really want to go find these UFOs and USOs? The question, obviously, is yes. I mean, do you really want to know where they've been hiding? Because they've been here longer than most of you know of, and they've been right under our noses, residing in the depths of our oceans the whole time. Impossible, you say? Well, let's make it priority number one, then, to prove me wrong, as well as others. I mean, when was the last time you booked a vacation to the depths of the ocean, to the bottom of the ocean? Exactly, never. We don't go there because we can't get there. Only the elite deep-sea unmanned drones and ROVs, the remotely operated vehicles, can penetrate to the depths of the ocean. Remember, people, that less than 1% of the deep-sea floorbed has been discovered, and we know more about the moon and the lunar surface than we do about the deep sea. I mean, even our best submarines, believe this, that we know of right now, have a crush or collapse depth of 7,000 feet, okay, where if you go any deeper than that, the submarine is going to implode. But let me tell you this, okay, this subject, the ufology subject, is governed, owned, and regulated by the black operations world, the black programs, all covert black programs, because they believe that this is their prerogative and the civilian world needs to keep out of their business. And there's a reason why this subject is untouchable, even to senators and presidents who in the past have been given the runaround and are habitually stonewalled. Because people need to realize that presidents and senators come and go, but clandestine intel agencies live forever. And the black operations world believes that this subject constitutes national security, and here's why. These are radically, radically, radically advanced innovations dealing with weaponry and propulsion systems that the reverse and back engineers are reverse and back engineering. And these UFOs and USOs are obviously able to penetrate our most restricted and protected airspace, evade and outmaneuver our fastest jets, and travel imperviously throughout the different mediums of water, air, and space. I mean, they can go into the depths of our oceans, they can fly around in the Earth's atmosphere, they can exit Earth's atmosphere and fly around in the abyss of space. There is nothing that we know of right now in our arsenal that we have that can do all three. Sure, we have the submarine for the ocean, but can only go so deep. We have planes in the sky that litter the airspace from Hong Kong to New York. And then we have the space shuttle for space. And speaking of the space shuttle, by the way, we should have thousands of space shuttles by now and millions of astronauts. We're so primitive in the space game right now. Other species looking at us are laughing. They are seeing us trying to get around in the space shuttle. It's like we're trying to drive around space in a Ford Model T still. We're so primitive. So much yet to be discovered. Each and every day right now is bringing forth new discoveries not known the day before. Not too long ago, they thought the Earth was flat. They also thought the Earth was the center of the universe. If you believed otherwise, you'd be convicted of heresy. I mean, just as of 2010, we're finding out that there are 200 billion stars in our own Milky Way galaxy and 100 billion galaxies in an ever-expanding universe. So when another species looks out into their night sky, taking they're in our own galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, they would see our sun as a star in their night sky. This topic is just, there is so much to discuss with this topic right now. But what people really need to know is that what they really need to understand is that a UFO does not necessarily entail little green men from Mars. A UFO is just a radically advanced plane. It's that simple. We're not there yet. You know, what's possible to them is impossible to us, but we are quickly breaking down that barrier. But what I am stressing through my book, Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond, is that the selfish black operations world and black programs and the skunk works, they cannot hoard and govern this topic to themselves. Because the ufology subject is something that should be shared with the entire civilian world. Once the ufology subject is opened up to the civilian world, let's face it, it's going to create millions of new jobs, which will propel our species into the frontier of space and beyond. I mean, by this point in 2010, we need to have civilian prodigies working alongside brilliant military minds, because once we have that collaborative effort, we are definitely going to be able to get into the intergalactic game. I mean, Earth is already getting a little bit crowded, would you agree? 6.5 billion people already? So it's the time has come to venture out and colonize a new area. Jupiter's looking pretty good. They've got 63 moons. Saturn's got 61 moons, all of which have different environments, some of which can sustain life. And as of this year, logic was defied when scientists discovered that Neptune has an atmosphere very similar to Earth, yet is the farthest planet from the sun in our solar system, now that Pluto has been declassified as a planet. I mean, with that said, there's just so much room for discovery. I mean, the greatest discovery one can make is that nothing is impossible, especially in a universe of super unknowns, where each and every day is bringing forth new discoveries not known the previous day. So,
Drew Maris is our guest. He's very passionate about the subject, obviously, and yes, he has written a book called Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond, and Drew says it reveals a clear picture of what events are likely to occur in and around the year 2012. Drew Maris is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who says he's talked with many pilots and folks who are high up in the government who, off the record, have confirmed the existence of UFOs. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. And Michael is on the line in Virginia. Hi, Michael. You're on the air with author Drew Maris.
Hey.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how's it going? I was just wondering, what is the most interesting evidence that you have to prove that aliens are among us?
No, that's a great question. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, people that you've talked with, Drew, and what have you seen? What really flipped your switch and compelled you to make this argument and write this book? Thanks, Michael, for your call.
Well, everything that I've researched is everything is indicative that UFOs and USOs, and a USO, by the way, is an unidentified submerged object, and USOs fall into the naval intelligence community world, and a UFO, or a USO becomes a UFO when it breaches the water surface and becomes an unidentified flying object. That falls into the Air Force intelligence community world. And everything is indicative that UFOs and USOs are the most important on the Black World agenda. And if UFOs and USOs are the most important item on the Black World agenda, then it should be a serious priority and major area of research within the civilian world's agenda as well. And we just can't sit idly by anymore with 2012 right around the corner. Yes, my book definitely stresses 2012 and merges 2012 with UFOs. And there's a good reason why UFO and USO activity has spiked in recent years, like with the recently seen UFO over China, right? That went viral all over the internet, all over the news, YouTube. It's because Mother Earth herself is in trouble. The omens are everywhere. Something has stirred the hive. Mother Earth is about to have a temper tantrum, and that something is the once every 25,800-year Great Galactic Alignment set to commence on December 21st, 2012. I mean, these other species have seen this episode before. It's a rerun for them, and they're obviously preparing for something big. But to us, we've never seen this episode before. But if every prior 25,800-year Great Galactic Alignment cycle ended in disaster, shouldn't we be a little concerned about the events to come? There's just too many prophecies, all predicted from different times in history, that all converge on 2012 to just shrug off and ignore. But I would say the biggest thing, to answer your question, that just there's evidence everywhere. Their fingerprint is everywhere, especially where you look towards energy vortexes. You find unfathomable, inconceivable creations built in a primitive era without heavy machinery. For example, Puma Punku in Bolivia or Baalbek, Lebanon, you find 800-ton stone megalithic or monolithic blocks, okay? Multiply 800 or 1,050, like what was found in Baalbek, Lebanon, times 2,000 pounds per ton. That is a ridiculous amount of weight to be wielding without heavy machinery. Okay, and think about this. A blue whale weighs 200 tons. So they must, so what Western world would have you believe, the education would have you believe, is that primitive man was moving around blocks that weighed 800 tons, four times the weight of a blue whale. And not to mention that this Puma Punku structure in Bolivia, 17,000 years old. They had basic stone tools, yet the stone is made from granite diorite, the hardest granite and stone available on planet Earth. The only thing that can cut that, and these were completely flush, level cut, equidistant holes, the only thing that can cut a rock that strong is diamond. So the proof is everywhere. The evidence is everywhere. They've left clues for us. The ancient Egyptian pyramids, Puma Punku, Easter Island, many, many other places. What other questions do you have for me, sir?
Drew Maris is our guest, and actually, Drew, the time has flown by. We're almost out of time. The book is called Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond, and tell our listeners how they can get a copy.
Please go to barnesandnoble.com to order your copy now.
Very good. Drew Maris is the guest, the author of Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond. It's a fascinating topic, and lots more, I'm sure, to come in the media as we get closer and closer to the year 2012. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Thanks for listening today. Now, have a great weekend.